In order to begin to shape our lives into the ideal life I described at the beginning of this program, you must first become aware of the emotional tenor or undertones you are currently carrying in your life. Your emotional tenor is the feeling tone that you derive from your experiences and that you perpetuate in all aspects of your life. It is often the impetus which causes you to act, to react, and bring about change. The exercise you are about to learn can be used again and again as a way of helping you take an emotional inventory of your life. This exercise will help shine the light of consciousness on yourself so that you can see clearly and make intentional decisions to bring about your happiness, your ideal life. You do not need anything special to do this exercise. You can do this exercise right where you are, right in this moment. If you're not driving a car and are in a place where you can close your eyes, please do so now. Otherwise, just listen to my voice as I guide you through this practice. As we go through this practice, don't judge yourself. Just be honest. Let the first thoughts that come into your mind arise. Then take note of these thoughts. In the same way that you might notice a cloud moving through the sky, just observe without judgment. Now, begin by taking a few deep breaths and allow yourself to relax. Think of your life as it exists today, and in particular, your work life. Now bring your attention to your job, the actual work that you are doing, not the people you work with or your salary, but your actual job function. How do you feel about the work that you do? Is it completely satisfying? Every job has something in it that you find good. What elements of satisfaction do you derive from the work you do? It could be the smile on the face of your customer when they receive the goods or services you provide. Or perhaps the notion that the work you are doing is benefiting large numbers of people all over the world. Or it could simply be the knowledge that you are contributing your own unique gift to this work, your creativity, attention to detail, or your valuable time and energy. Find at least one aspect of your work that brings you satisfaction. Now note your emotional tenor, the feeling tone which arises from this satisfaction. Perhaps you feel a sense of joy, of peace, excitement, happiness. Allow yourself to connect with this feeling. If you are like most people, there are at least a few aspects of your job that are unsatisfying. These could be things such as the long hours required to complete your work, or the physical or mental stress involved, or even that the work you are doing somehow contributes negatively to the end user. Think about these aspects for a moment now. What elements of your work are unsatisfying, and why do you find them unsatisfying? Once again, note your emotional tenor around these unsatisfying aspects of your work. Remember, don't judge yourself. Just notice in the same way you might notice a passing cloud in the sky. Good. Let's move on to the people you work with, your co-workers, superiors, subordinates, and customers. Relationships are often the most challenging aspects of our lives and can be fraught with conflict and turmoil. By the same token, our relationships with others can bring about serenity and peace. Think of the people in your work life. What aspects about these relationships bring you satisfaction, and who do you find it most satisfying to be with? Note your emotional tenor around these particular relationships. Perhaps they bring you a sense of camaraderie, connectedness, and inspiration. Just note these feelings without judgment. Now think about those parts of your work relationships that are not satisfying. What makes them so, and with whom do you have such relationships? Perhaps you have conflicts with coworkers or power struggles with your superiors. Don't become engrossed in the storylines. Simply note the emotional tenor that arises from the less than satisfying aspects of these relationships. Note any feelings of fear, aversion, aggression. Do this without judgment. Good. Now bring your awareness to the area of intimate relationships. Are you currently in a relationship? Does the presence or lack of a relationship feel satisfying to you? What about your current situation feels good? Perhaps you not only enjoy the aspects of the person you are in a relationship with, but you also enjoy the intimacy and security of being in a relationship. Or perhaps you enjoy the freedom and solitude you derive from not being in a relationship. Whatever it is, simply note what brings you this satisfaction and note your emotional tenor around it. Good. What aspects of your current situation are not satisfying to you and why? Perhaps you desperately want to be in a relationship but are not in one. Or perhaps your current relationship is filled with conflict or is shallow. Do you feel depressed, angry, needy, smothered? Again, simply note your emotional tenor without attachment, without judgment. Now bring your attention to your family life. What about your relationship to your parents, siblings, children, if you have any? What gives you a sense of contentment? Family relationships often carry a complexity that brings both joy and sorrow. For now, think about the aspects of these relationships that bring you happiness. Perhaps you enjoy a sense of connectedness with your aunt, or perhaps a child brings an innocent humor back into your life. Think of the positive aspects that arise for you and connect with the feeling tone that comes with them. Peace, joy, relaxation, excitement, or whatever it is that comes up. Now think about the unsatisfying elements of these same family relationships. For many of you, this won't be difficult. Try not to get attached to the drama. Simply note what is not satisfying and connect with the feeling tone around those aspects. Perhaps it brings up feelings of fear, of aggression, confusion, and avarice. Don't judge yourself, simply notice. Now turn your attention to the area of time management. This is often an area which can bring about stress in one's life, a great deal of stress. However, there are satisfying elements to this aspect in your life if you look for them. Think about the way you manage your time and find at least some aspect which brings you satisfaction. Perhaps it is the way you plan your mornings before going to work. Or perhaps you manage your time so efficiently at work that it allows you to work on pet projects. It could even be the way you plan your end-of-the-day activities so that you have time to spend with your children on things they enjoy doing or prepare a home-cooked meal. Note the emotional tenor that you feel around this element of your time management. Now bring your attention to elements about your time management that bring you dissatisfaction. Do you feel overwhelmed? Do you feel as though you're not completing what you set out to do? Simply note this and the emotional feeling tone that is associated with it. Good. Now that you are becoming adept at noticing your emotional tenor around various aspects of your life, pull back and notice the general feeling, the general emotional tenor of your life. What is the feeling that is most pervasive, that you feel most often? Do you find that you are most often angry, frustrated, depressed? Or do you most often find a sense of satisfaction, of joy, of appreciation, of gratitude? Remember, don't judge yourself. Just notice. And now bring your attention back to the present moment. Wonderful. You have just embarked upon the fearless work of witnessing your emotional tenor, just as it is, without judgment. This is a great way to start cultivating awareness so that you can begin to intentionally bring about changes in your life.